אוקיי, so we starting, שביעה שבס, כדי חוסר פרק חס, לש, דיני אלישו בשבס. You see, there's a star straight by the דיני אלישו בשבס to tell her here in a note that לישה אני יום טוב, for anything you're going to eat today is permitted in any way. Okay, אני יום טוב. אני יום טוב. That's the first מלאכה, לש, נידין. מלאכה ונידין is the first מלאכה that that's allowed לצורך אוכל נפש. חכמים did not make a prohibition that לצורך אוכל נפש and יום טוב. If it's לישה לצורך אוכל נפש באוכלין, yeah, when it comes to לישה of other stuff,
well, yeah, means because you want to eat,
not because you want to eat, it's because you want to eat, but it's only, we're talking only about לישה of food. And on top, if you do lisha for other materials, this will still be prohibited. Yeah, so you can't take sand, whatever soil and do lash with it. Okay. Now, in addition to the question of mukze, but let's say you have a soil which is not mukze because it's used for something permissible and it's, you know, on Shabbos and it's miyuchad for it, lisha you will not be allowed to do with it. So if you wanted to make
a tool that's used for lisha, you mean.
No, let's say you had a small container with
sand.
Yeah, but I'm trying to go away from sand because sand, the question is how much it could be lash or not. Yeah, and sand. But if you have soil, let's say you have soil in a box. In that box, you use it as a doorkeeper and that holds your door open, for example. Yeah, so it's not mukze anymore because that's what you're using. So it's not mukze. Now you decide that sometimes it makes a mess. You want to add water inside. You know, and make it to be more
heavy.
Yeah, so heavy or some more dry and like one gush, you know. And yom tov, you not be allowed to do that. Question of boyne, I'm leaving out now. I'm talking about the side of lash. What?
You would be allowed to.
No, and yom tov, no. Only achila, exactly. Only food. Yeah, food, we're saying that you'll be okay. So now we're gonna look at lisha now.
Only for food that you're gonna eat then.
When it comes to lisha, there's so many different examples that you can go through. And if you learn the examples and you don't learn the principles, it's very hard to go from one thing to another. And also, there's different opinions. So we go in here with the Plum Zaman Erbach and generally on the rulings, which he follows Mishneh Berurah along the way, but sometimes a bit different. So first of all, he says like this. We'll start with Aleph. אין איסור לישה מן התורה ואף לא מדי רבונן, אלא אם כן נתמלו שלושה תנאים האלה. So there has to be three conditions to be lush. What are the three conditions? One, that you mix two materials, one with another. Okay, so it has to be two things. It's not within the same material, which we're going to see later. If you have one material, you can, as much as you mix it and you mix it, lush it's not going to be, because you're not medabek two things together. Okay? And
for example, taking a fruit and
Let's say you had a mush of a fruit and you mixed it. If you didn't add another material, it's not gonna be lash. Okay? Even if it sticks to each other the pieces, but it's from the same material, you're not adding to it water, for example. If you added water, that's another material. Okay? So you need to mix two materials. Rule number two, that at least one of those materials needs to be something like flour or ground or chopped, anything like this, or to be thick like jam or something like this that sticks. And three, that by kneading them together, by mixing them together, making this mixture, it's going to become one mixture together, one gush, one piece together. Okay? Now, אין זה משנה אם בלילה זו תיווצר על ידי הוספת נוזלים על החומר, או על ידי הלכות הטבעית שבתוך אחד החומרים, שכן גם במקרה האחרון תתבצע לישה בשני חומרים, אחד יבש ואחד נזיל. או אפילו אין כל משקה בשני החומרים, מטבעם נדבקים זה מזה, כמו המערב דבש בגבינה או חמאה באבקת קקאו. So what he's saying here is that it doesn't really matter if you add the liquid external or the liquid is part of one of the ingredients. If the liquid is part of one of the ingredients, it's the same. You're still doing kneading. Because it's two different materials. That's why I went with two different materials. He brings the examples and he says, such as someone who mixes honey with cheese. So he's not adding any water. But he takes soft cheese, okay?
Soft cheese.
Soft cheese, yeah, because, well, not only soft cheese, but normally people don't put honey in the proper cream cheese, 30% cream cheese, no one puts honey in it. It's almost impossible, yeah? I mean, you can really go with a very hard if you wanted to mix it, but it would be very hard to mix it. But yeah, it's so, like cottage lush. Cheese, no, cottage
it's
cheese.
It's with lush. It's a problem when you have something that's more solid mixing with the liquid.
We're getting there. But there's
cream cheese is very watery.
Okay, so we get in there. Keep that one. We get in there. We're going to discuss exactly that. How, what the three... Three different consistencies to discuss, okay? So, first of all, just the idea that if you mix honey with cottage cheese, for example, which is something very normal that someone would want to do, if he wants to have some cottage cheese, that's what he wants to eat. The fat keeps him running for the long day, of the whole day, the fat in that and all that, but he wants to be sweet. So he takes honey and he squeezes inside and he just takes a spoon and mixes and eats it, right? It's very hard for us to think, on Shabbos, even on Shabbos, you want to have a Shabbos afternoon, what, lash, really, I'm needy now? You know, so this is something that in Ashkenazim is much more chamur than for Sephardim, okay? The whole thing of lash. Chamur is more machmir than the Besir Yosef on it. Now, so he brings the two examples, one is honey and cheese, and the second is butter and cocoa powder. So someone takes cocoa powder, mixes it with butter for whatever he wants to do with it, even if he wants to do from it a chocolate spread, okay? He can put on the bread the butter and then put on top of it cocoa, but not kneading it together, okay? Now, first of all, he says there's a rule in Beis, V'dar ki isur lisha kayam gami mose ken samuch l'sudato. Lisha is also if you do it just before the meal. Okay, so it doesn't matter if you do it earlier or later. It's not like one of the other melochas that you say, well, it's not the derech. What? We're talking only about Shabbos now. Everything we're talking about here is Shabbos, because we said Yom Tov v'la'ochlin, you're allowed to do lash. Okay? Now, so this is what he said in one note. And another note, he says there that...
A quick question for you, before we get to, because I don't forget. So making a salad dressing on Shabbos is allowed? Putting in a bit of mustard?
Yes, salad dressing is allowed. We're going to see that a bit later. Because you're not doing a very loud. You're not kneading anything. You're adding dressing on it.
Kneading is where it's more of a solid.
Like when you make... We'll see. So there's really three levels of kneading. So maybe I should bring it in now. You have liquid material, which you can mix as many liquid materials as you want with the other ones. Liquid means, and I'll go through it. No, I'll go through them. Liquid means that it spills out like water.
Pours
like water. And then there's what's called a soft...
Honey is not...
One minute. There's something called... No, honey is not liquid. Honey is one of the solid ones. So, liquid. Okay, there's liquid, which you're allowed to mix. There's no kneading in liquid. Okay, so you can put in your coffee, sugar, and coffee, and whatever else you want to mix inside there. As long as it's powder, and it doesn't become like baby milk. If you're not making something which is like porridge, but baby milk... This is liquid, okay? That's the level you allowed everything. Then we have a liquid, semi-liquid or semi-solid, which is called blila raka, a soft mixture, which means that you take it and you're going to pour it from one cup to a plate to another. It will pour, but slowly, you know, you will see it. It won't pour, but it will drop out.
Syrup.
What?
Like honey.
Like soft honey. Okay? If the soft is honey, because the soft, there's different levels of honey. Yeah. It could be more solid, less solid. So it depends. Many honeys, you take them and you put them upside down, it's going to fold the whole thing through when it gets heavy.
That's a set honey. Right. Not all liquid honey.
Blila raka, which we say a soft mixture, is something that you can pour it from one to another, but it doesn't pour like water. Yeah, it's still a bit solid mixture, but it pours nicely from one to another. And then there's blila ava. Blila ava is like dough, like anything like that. It's one piece. You turn the bowl upside down. Maybe it's going to fall out. It's not going to leak out.
Like mayonnaise would be like that.
Mayonnaise.
Which mayonnaise
doesn't.
It depends which mayonnaise. Depends.
The most thick normal mayonnaise, not right. The light one.
Right.
Is like a jelly. And if you pour
okay,
it.
Okay, but now we're talking when we're mixing a few ingredients together, not just the mayonnaise, yeah? So it depends what else you're putting in. Okay, now. Nimtza.
So those three types of liquids are all considered liquids.
Sorry?
Different halachas for each type of liquid.
We're going to see. We're going to go through it. We're going to go through everything. We are now, we only did now Aleph and Beis, and in this Perek, Baruch Hashem, we have Lamed Beis. 32, so we did 2. Let's go on. We're going to find a lot of information here. Now, kneading in one material. We're going through a few rules, right? So kneading in with one material only, like I said before, you can do it. And therefore, he says in Gimel, נמצא שאדם שמותר לו למאך בננה עד שתהפך למעין בלילה, והוא שימכן בידית המזלג ולא בשיניו. This we said in Perek Vav, we said that if you want to do a banana for someone who cannot eat it otherwise, or for a baby, you're allowed to do it b'shino, you're going to do it with the handle of the knife and not with a fork or knife or anything.
Does this apply to, for example, coconut, as an example, where you have a liquid within a solid? So technically it's one thing, but really it's two things. Would that be considered one item? I mean, I can't...
Why is it no? Yeah, you mean... You mean
you're not going to mix it, but... Let's say you take a coconut, you take off the peel house...
Here, you have a banana. Here's an example. You have a banana.
Banana is one thing. It doesn't differentiate inside. Coconut is one fruit...
But yeah, but coconut... How can you make a... How can you knead the coconut?
Because let's say it's a very soft coconut. I don't know, another fruit, let's say...
That's why I say very soft. A very soft banana, which has already liquid in the banana. Okay, you know, it became already at a level where the sauce started fermenting. There's some liquid in it, still edible.
But it's one item.
You can. We said you can crush it with the back of a spoon or a knife or a fork or whatever it is, the handle, with the handle. Right, so you're doing the shinui. You're allowed to then...
For example, the tomato. You've got the
seeds. Yeah, okay.
And then you have the thing and you make it into, I don't know, you want to make it into like a salsa or something.
You just have to be careful here with if there's a toichen, exactly. So we're not touching toichen. Now we're only looking at the point of need. What we're saying is...
Now let's say you cut the tomato before Shabbos and you want to just kind of...
You got to see some rules. You're asking a lot of questions because you need to hear the rules. I mean, again, as I said, in Lash, we can go through a lot of individual cases, but if we don't understand the rules, then you get to the kitchen and you get lost. Okay? You need to have those rules for Lash. And Lash is so easy to not pay attention, like I said, with honey and cheese, you know? Something so simple and some so straightforward, yeah? So you got to be careful with that. And therefore, so he says like this, נמצא שמותר לו על אדם למאך בננה עד שתהפך למעין בלילה, והוא שימכנה בידית המזלג ולא בשיניו. Okay? So one will be allowed to mix this banana, right? And then he can mix it. However, ולא יוסיף לבלילה זו כל משקה או אוכל, אלא לפי התנאים שיבוארו. So he should not add any liquid of food to that banana, unless if... The rules that we will see a bit later in paragraph 9. וכן, יש מתירים ללוש פירורי מאפה שאפו מכבר, שכן אינו לש במקרים אלה, אלא מין אחד בלבד. Very interesting. You have a cake. It's a baked cake, but it's soft a bit. But you have crumbs of it. And now you want to take the crumbs of that very cake, which you have, and you want to now... Knead it again, mix it together again, make one out of it. And therefore he says here, this you'll be allowed to do that. There are some who are allowed to do that, that's his words, Yesh Matirim, will allow you. Why? Because although the cake is made of many ingredients, but it was already all mixed properly before and it was made now into one ingredient, which is a cake. And therefore, you'll be allowed, if you want it, I don't know why would one want to do that, as long as it doesn't add anything. You're not allowed to add water to it, you're not allowed to add any juice to it, or anything like this, just on its own. However, what happens if that cake has jam? You have cake, and the jam at the top. Now you got to be careful. Now the jam is not part of the cake. Not because the jam is on top of a cake.
It was never mixed together.
Even in the baking, it was one on top of the other. Okay, so basically, he says when it comes to that, ulam gam ledata matirim ele all those matirim ima maafem mimula beriba, if it's filled like with jam or on top, it doesn't matter. Asur lalush otam sheken amilu nisha b'nifrad maafem varish kan nisha b'shnei chomarim. It becomes kneading with two materials for sure. Even if we would say that the cake alone,
what? Mixing the oil back into the potato.
Okay, we'll see about mixing back. Dalet. Kemo ken mutar lishpoch shemen, chometz, umayonez al gabei rakot. You asked this question a few minutes ago. He says he allowed to pour oil,
vinegar
or mayonnaise on vegetables. Like כגון תפוחי אדמה חתוכים לחתיכות גדולות קצת, potato, you cut it a bit large pieces, not to be toichen, or not to be...
potato salad.
Well, yeah. וליתן בהם מלח ותבלין, to put in also salt and spices, כדי להכין מהם סלט, to make a salad. ובדומה לכך לגבי הכנת סלט ירקות, שכן אינו מחבר את החתיכות האלה לבלילה אחת. He's not making one mixture. It's not one mixture. You're not making a blila, one mixture when you make that. It's just solid. It's everything is separate in there. It's in one bowl, but it's not one mixture. Like you would have when you, like dough, like anything else.
It doesn't bind together.
He mentions the salad dressing, though.
Even if it binds to one to another. It's not prohibited to bind, but it doesn't become one. It doesn't mix. For to be lashed, you need it to become one material. You need the material to go in. You see some who say that, for example, you're
like
allowed there's many things that we'll see that you're allowed to put a material, another material, although it looks like it is, but it's not actually binding. It's binding to each other, but it's not becoming one. It's just staying separate. Okay. Mutar lishpoch dvash al gabei gozim shlemim. So you have nuts. You're allowed under nuts to pour honey, although it binds them together, but it doesn't become a...
It doesn't become one unit.
It's interesting, he says.
It's one near the other.
The mayonnaise onto the thing, and that's how you make it. It'll obviously be different when you're making a salad dressing. It might be different when you're making a salad dressing, because he says that this case, he says you just pulled it on the.
You mean when you make a dressing? That means when you mix a few things? Yeah, I know, yeah, for sure.
That'll be different.
Yeah, correct.
He says
we will see it on many things.
You're putting it on
many things we will see.
We'll see.
No, you don't. If it's not liquid. If it's something that's not liquid...
I'm talking about honey, mayonnaise,
mustard. Okay, so let's go on and we'll see exactly how we can make a blila and when we put it on, when we put it direct, when are we allowed to mix it and then put it into the food, when we need to put each one into the food direct. Okay, we'll see those stuff. וכן, מותר לערב סוכר, דק, באבקת קקאו בקינמון. So you have sugar. As thin as that sugar is going to be. Refined sugar, yeah? You can sugar powder. You can mix it with cocoa powder or with cinnamon when it's dry, not wet. Yeah. Why? Because nothing is sticking to nothing. You're just putting them together. You want to ice them on the cake afterwards. You can do that. It's not kneading. Sheken en kan davar shalada v'chabru shnei chomarim analu liblila achat. So there's nothing that will connect them the two together. Now, aval. This is when we mix in, now we're going to look at this paragraph hey, about two ingredients that stick to each other on their own, without the third material. אבל יש משהו בסור לשעה גם אם לא יערב את שני החומרים כלל, אלא רק ישפוך אחד על חברו ומתערבים ונדבקים זה לזה מאליהם, בין אם ישפוך את המשקה על גבי האוכל ובין אם ייתן את האוכל על גבי המשקה. ולכן אסור לשפוך מים על קמח, גם אם לא ירבבים יחד וכן להפך. So maybe, on this one, I should mention the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos. I think it's Daf Yud Chet, but somewhere there. There's a machloikas in the Mishnah between Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda. The machloikas is like this. Rebbe says that if you pour water into flour, just pour the water and leave it like this. The water, you know, it sucks, the flour sucks the water. That's already kneading. That's lasha already. That's what Rebbe says.
He thinks, is that what he says?
Okay. 1 minute. That's what Rebbe says.
Even without mixing, just to pour it.
Yeah. Just pouring it. Without mixing, that's already lush. That's once what Rebbe says.
Once it starts to become like a bit of a dough.
What?
Once it's soaked in, it's becoming a bit of a dough.
Obviously. And it's machmitz, etc. But that's what he says. That's right. And Rebbe Sobeid says, you're not chayev until you actually mix it. If you don't put something in the mixer, you just pour it, you're not chayev. So there's a machloek over there. And therefore, we go with the ruling according to Rebbe that it is lisha if you only pour it on it. And therefore, he says over here in this paragraph, if you don't mix it, just pour it on it. That's already kneading. Okay, so this is a point to know. And Vavi says, if you added the ingredients before Shabbos, ve'afim latan shnei chumarim ze al ze mibod yom. So on Friday, he pours the water on the flour. And on Shabbos he mixes, he will still be over Ali Solisho if he mixes it on Shabbos. So both parts, the putting the water is an iso, and also the gibul is an iso. The gibul, the mixing. Okay, so both of them a prohibition. Now,
the chiddush is there, but yeah.
Sorry?
I'm not sure what the chiddush is with that.
No, everything is a chiddush. Okay. No, everything is a chiddush. A lot of things that he writes can be no chiddush whatsoever. It's just to be try to be as clear as possible on the rules. So, you know, a lot of things that I'm giving you here, he's not writing them. Yeah, why and what. I'm explaining the why and what behind it. If you read the notes and go to all the Mekoiras and stuff, you will find the why and what probably as well. Yeah? Especially if you know the Sugis Beyun. So, so here in Zayin, he says, when you add liquid on a mix. So let's have a look at this one. Shnei chumarim shenitarbevu v'nidbeku lifnei Shabbat. So two different ingredients mixed already before Shabbos became one. Now they are the kneading has happened already. It's done. Mutar losif aleim mashke on Shabbat. You can add liquid on them. V'gam la'arbev otam kargil b'yemot achol to mix them on a weekday. V'en b'ze mishum isur lisha. So there's no kneading in it. So if you have a mixture that we're going to see later that you're not allowed to prepare on Shabbos, but if you have it ready, you can make it softer. Because what you're doing is you're taking something which is harder, you're not making things come together, the other way around, you're now separating things. Okay, so, but there's one rule to it, אבל לא יערבב כי אם בנחת ולא בכוח. This he takes from the Mishneh Berurah. Okay, but the idea is basically that to mix it with power. It's like the uvdin the chol. It's like the way you do proper kneading. It's bekoach. Although I saw a lot of dionim about this bekoach, because not everything is bekoach. There's a lot of mixtures that you don't do bekoach. If you have, if you're doing a very thick tchina or something, that would be bekoach you need to do. But a lot of other materials we don't really do bekoach. But anyway, bekoach is definitely like the way you are definitely not allowed to do, and therefore even this one don't do bekoach.
We're allowed to add extra things to it, like, as much as you want.
Liquid.
Just liquid.
Just the liquid to make it softer. Right. To make it soft. That will make it softer.
So let's say, okay. So you make a baby porridge before Shabbos.
No, if you made it before Shabbos, you can add water to make it softer, correct?
To make it warm as well. You add a bit of warm water as well, just to warm it up. Is that that?
If the water is in a temperature which you're allowed to do on Shabbos. And although your intention is to do it for warming, not of making it softer, but lemaisa, you're making it softer, then I don't see why not. Why not to do that? Velachen, chemat botnim, egozan, chemat botnim, what is it called? Peanut butter. Shenifrad bimena shuman vutzaf al paneha, the oil, you know, the oil, and it floats at the top. Mutar lashuv la'arbeva b'shabbat, you're allowed to mix it again.
Because it originally was one.
And also, mutar la'arev b'mitz kedei ledalela. You're allowed to add any juice on it if you want to make it more liquidy.
Something liquidier but not thicker.
That's right. אבל אסור להוסיף עליה חומרים אחרים כגון גבינה רכה או ריבה או להרבבה. כי הגבינה נדבקת בחמת בוטים ושם אסור ישר בשבת. You can't add cheese on it. If you add cheese, the cheese is going to stick to it and become one. And this you cannot do. So liquid you can, but this you cannot do. Okay, so we're going to stop here, I think. But just to mention Chet, the next one is about, he's going to differentiate between Bli la raka and bli la or bli la ava. Okay, which added to it also the liquid. So there's three levels just to know. So we will continue on Ches and Imetz Hashem on Monday.